Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pete Lee tweets at Pete Lee tweets. At Pete Lee Tweets. So, he's with us this morning.
Jason apparently turned the show off for a little while so he could watch the Pete Lee set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Just watch the set. The applause is tight. Did the editors can that, or is that real reaction?
No, that was real. Jimmy said to me, he goes, "That's the loudest that I've ever heard an audience in this room, in
really?
The studio." And yeah, he said so many nice things like that, and
he must have some crappy bands on then.
Yeah,
you would think a band would play if he, did he ever have U2 on or somewhere like that. You would think the band would get a bigger laugh?
Yeah,
no matter how great a set is, you think a band would get? Yeah,
yeah, that kind of. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Good for you.
Maybe I was in the category of like laughter, you know, volume or so. I don't know what that is, but he came into the green room afterwards. And was talking, and Nikki Glaser actually said something really nice. Jimmy goes, he's like, "What was it?" He's like, "Have you ever had a crowd that was that loud?" And she goes, "Jimmy, this is just what Pete does. Like, if he's acting lackluster, this is how he makes crowds do this for. He's been doing this for 20 years,
right.
And then you're the first person that noticed." and I was like, "Yeah, I feel uncomfortable with this.
Right.
I don't like this compliment, but yeah, she's right. I'm a killer."
So. That's funny that when I watch your set on like we've known you almost 20 years now, and I love the fact that I know you more personally, and you're kind of that guy, but you're not that guy.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying you're not a character like a cable guy kind of guy because
yeah.
Larry is sort of like Larry. I mean, Dan's sort of like Larry, but they're different. I consider it a little like that in a way. You come off as like not confident, kind of geeky, and I know that's the exact opposite of who you are.
Oh, no.
You're pretty damn confident.
Yeah, this guy has sass.
Yes, you do. When I see you, I love how you, because on your social media, you'll mess your hair up and you're looking like a regular dude.
Uh-huh.
And when you're on that, you're on TV, it's slicked back and you're like, hi. I'm thinking, you know, come out there like the hippie you are and rip into somebody. You should just do it. You should have a secondary character.
Right.
That just does
take that nice suit off.
Exactly.
Yeah. The disheveled guy.
Yeah, exactly. Be the disheveled hair guy.
Yeah, I noticed the Wisconsin accent's a little thicker.
Yeah, only when he says it, too.
It's, yeah.
I'm
from Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah. That works, though.
Yeah, but I mean, the way that this persona or character came up is in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm like this,
right.
People just see
look at your clean
see
cut.
Me as
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah,
because I'm so not New York. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Right,
you
right,
grew
yeah.
up close
had,
to there,
and you had a great bit about being from New York.
Oh yeah,
my heart pounding, blah blah blah. I love that bit. Yeah.
Oh, thank
Check
you.
Check it out. That's a really funny bit. Is that that must kick ass in New York? That bit.
Oh, that bit crushes so hard in New York.
Now you can't do it, right?
Yeah.
Now it's done. Yeah. It's
not new, so you can't use it.
Yeah.
Check it out. We posted his stand up from Jimmy Fallon's on our social media. So. Check it out. You won't see him do live, you know, unless you're doing some oldies tour years from now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost to the point now where I can finally start doing some of the material from my last one. I've sprinkled that into this set.
Got it.
So there's been enough time that's passed that I can do those jokes
Revisit.
Again.
Yeah, for new people haven't seen you yet.
You can work in the Pete Lee classics.
Yeah, the classics, yeah. Which is nice to
yeah,
have
I
rec- that.
I recognize one joke on Friday night from the set in May.
Yeah.
On Fallon.
Yeah,
the cake joke.
Oh yeah, I threw in the closer, which that sucked after I did that on Fallon and then
mm-hmm.
everybody knew that bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was my closing closer of all closers and
what
I
was
like,
the cake bit again.
I
remember it, but
sex is the only activity we do where we're making something that at the same time we're trying super hard not to make it.
That's been a great bit. You've been doing that for a long time.
I've been doing that for a long
time. It's a great bit.
And so all of a sudden I'd be at my shows going, oh, I don't know what I'll close on. I have to figure out a new thing. And
so when you went over to see, because we had heard, I think it was Emily who said that you were asked to come on the couch. I assumed that when you went on the couch, you would be talking. But it was just sometimes there's no time left, obviously, right?
Yeah. Well, the night before they said you might have to go on the couch and talk for about 2 minutes.
Got
so
it.
Have a story ready. And
but you killed that with your minute extra anyway.
yeah. So I did it right.
You did it right.
A friend of mine told me he goes well, the best way to his name is Seth and he's the warm up act. He goes, the best thing to do when you get on the couch is to not have something loaded up, and even if Jimmy asks you about the thing, do something else or play a different game with him or get him to riff. So they're like, you have a bit, you know, for when he asks you,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't. So it was really good
that he didn't ask you.
Because in the moment, I'd used up all my defense mechanisms, and I wasn't thinking of anything new in that moment. I would have been the guy. I would have gone. It would have gone viral for a different reason.
I got nothing. I just write that stuff. I don't prove. Packers.
Yeah. I would have pulled a Newhart. Like, which joke do you want to hear again?
Yeah. Yeah. Pete Lee with us. PeteLee.net for his gigs all across the country. And Pete Lee Tweets is his at Pete Lee Tweets, I should say. It's his Twitter handle.
And if you want to catch on his latest Jimmy Fallon set, go to our social media.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put him over a billion then.
Right, because we need the hits.
Yeah, we do.
Please.
More than you do.
Yes.
Craig, join the program. Pete's up to date and stuff.
Pete was quick to agree.
He's up to state
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. You guys could use some social media.
We lost Keith Jackson.
We did.
Yeah.
At the age of 89, 44 players had him in the Deadpool. They include, but are not limited to, porn actress parent who had Keith Jackson.
Who
also.
Is that?
What?
Is that Farrah Abraham's mom?
I have no earthly idea.
She lives in the area.
Could be anybody.
All right. Porn actress parent.
Sure. There are many of them out there.
Yep.
Did you see that bit on SNL the other night? Sam Rockwell. it was a great bit. You got to go check it out. But him and his wife are waiting for their gay son to show up and bring a new boyfriend. The boyfriend is Chris Redd, who we met in the studio.
Yes.
And he comes in and he goes, Chris Redd says to his boyfriend outside, do they know I'm a porn star? And a gay porn star. And they go, no, he doesn't.
Does he say gay porn star?
Yeah, well, he says porn star, but they're gay. It's obviously.
Right.
Yeah, so you get it. You get the gist. Mm-hmm. They're together. Does he know I'm a gay porn star? And they go
and Sam Rockwell is like the pastor, right?
And he's a dad. You don't know he's a pastor until the end of the bit.
Right.
But he's a dad. He goes, why do I know you? Why do I know you? and by the way, and it just developed. The skit even got better because he just says it. Two guns above your ass. I get that. He's about a tattoo. I'm going to get divorced now. I'm paraphrasing the whole bit. But that was a funny bit, man. And he was really good in that. Sam Rockwell was great.
Yeah, he pulled it off well.
He's a great actor.
And it's cool to see Chris Redd.
Yeah. Chris Redd, he's getting
For a first-year guy, he's been getting a lot of screen time this year.
Right. Now he's Stedman.
He played Stedman, I know.
Right?
He's going to be Stedman now, I know.
Do you guys think Oprah will be president?
No.
No.
And I don't want her to be because I think that we don't need a president. I saw John Cusack had a great point. He's a liberal like the rest of us. But he said, we don't need a president. That hangs out in the boat with Richard Branson. I said, we don't need that anymore. We've got the celebrity thing's got to go away. We need a statesman because look what happened. Look what happened. I'm not saying, first of all, she'd be kinder and study. She'd be a better president.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she be?
Yeah.
She's an actual billionaire. She's a good businesswoman and she's actually kind and respects people, but we don't need that.
Yeah.
And then it's just celebrities here on out, isn't it?
Yeah, it really isn't. I mean,
we need a regular president.
Right.
You know what's the hate? How much they would hate her?
If we have
another hate anybody,
celebrity president. We have celebrity presidents for the rest of our life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And we have to end that.
Yep.
We really.
I don't think she's going to run.
Yeah. I mean, Obama was really cool and popular.
But he was not a celebrity. He was a statesman.
Yeah. He taught constitutional law at Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just made that up, I think.
He did.
He did. Okay.
He did.
All right.
He did. No, I don't think she'll be president. I don't think she's actually going to run. And I saw in a random poll, not that he's going to be the guy, but he's older now. I get it. But Biden beats Trump and Obama. Excuse me. Trump and
Oprah
in a head-to-head.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's a statesman. And he's also white.
That's a long ways away.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. Pete did. Pete brought it up.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry.
Liberal East Coast guy.
That white stuff helps, though.
Yeah. Oh, it does, yeah.
More than you know. More than I imagine.
Yeah.
Puck the Fackers gets a hit with Keith Jackson.
It's tough to say, man.
As does Rectal Spasm, Ring Around Uranus, and Shuffling Diddlers.
Your rectum.
All get hits with Keith Jackson.
Lost and a great one, man. Keith was the best.
His demise.
How did he die? I mean, just 89?
Yeah.
That's it?
I think he was just old.
Yeah, none of the reports I read said any sort of illness or anything. So it just, right. He was
89.
Old.
89.
Yeah, at 89, you're not like, oh, must be foul play.
So, somebody at work Saturday was talking about something not Keith Jackson, but I didn't know that, and they were talking about sad story, like a friend, 38, heart attack, died. Nobody found him for like almost 2 days.
Oh, jeez.
So I caught that end of the story as me and another guy had been having a conversation about Keith Jackson. Right. I was like, how is nobody around Keith Jackson for a day and a half?
I guess it was alcohol involved. Yeah. I know where you work, there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, it was early in the day. No, it was just one of those like unfortunate timings in a conversation. And the guy was like,
wife,
no, this was my friend. Keith Jackson died with like his family around him. I'm like, oh, Jesus. My bad. Sorry about your friend.
Yeah. Well, that sucks too, man. We find you for 2 days.
Oh, my God,
man.
Yeah.
That means you got no friends.
Yeah. They are out of town or something.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself for that.
Well, I still got family lives with me, so you're right. Once that's done.
Right. Once they scatter.
Yeah.
That's true. Right. That's a good point. If Todd's wife's out of town and he's missing for 2 days, are you calling him?
No. No, she takes off for a dog show on a Friday.
Yeah, he goes kind of.
Nobody's going to know until Monday morning.
Todd goes dark on the weekends. He really does. He just shuts up, man.
It'll be 5:15 Monday morning before anybody calls.
He's been dead since noon on Friday.
Right. Yeah, completely possible.
It would not be unusual to not hear from me for a couple of days.
No, Pete, you live alone.
Yeah, I do.
So how long would you be laying there?
Oh, God. I mean, it would be a long time. Yeah, it would definitely be a long time.
No, because nobody comes to people's houses and knocks. So it never happens. So you would, unless you're answering your social media, your eyes just not, I haven't texted him for days now, no big deal. Must be mad at me. And you could be just laying there.
Yeah, wow.
Sorry.
I'm going to be dead in my perfectly decorated apartment. It's going to be so sad.
Really, you could just lay low for a couple of days and people seriously would not notice?
Nobody comes and knocks at your door.
All right, Pete is just shutting it down for
a couple
of days.
In this day and age, nobody knocks at people's door.
No, he's tweeting or texting somebody every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know I've brought her up, but like Nikki would come out. She'd be like, "What's going on with you?"
Right.
I think in comedians, if you haven't heard from a comedian in a couple of days, you're like,
"Oh, you're
in
my community, especially in New York, right?"
Yeah, like we're in the depression community. They would be like, "Oh God, Pete fell in. What's happening?"
I think about that.
Okay,
right.
So they're in touch with who's clinically depressed and check on them on a regular basis.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say that I'm lucky enough to have mild, seasonal depression, and most.
Yeah.
But some of my friends, you can see them mid-set falling into one. They got there in a good mood. They're having a bad set. And you're like, hey,
that's mid-show here.
Yeah, mid-show.
It happens here. I've seen it, too.
I went from depressed to manic in a matter of just minutes yesterday.
Seconds.
Yeah. Back and forth
one play.
And back and forth.
And one
then I
play.
Went the opposite direction at that same moment.
I was excited for you. I was happy. I really was. I was legitimately happy that touchdown happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goosebumps.
Well, here's the deal with that. I knew these guys could ride my ass by the Steelers' ass in the bed, which they did. And I'm thinking, well, I'll take that crap. That's what I do. I give it out so I can take it. But I thought, man, Todd's team can't lose. Because if they win, these guys are going to be really pissed. And they are.
Yeah.
You're mad. So I was kind of going through Todd.
I haven't spoken to you about your team.
Well, they asked the bed. They sucked. Well, they had a great
but,
whatever.
So don't say that I did. Well, I didn't even bring up your team to you.
Well, I had a bunch of hassle yesterday. I got everybody I know that that knows me personally gave me crap.
I didn't.
Did you get anything from us?
Yeah. Oh, no. You got. We do that on the air.
Well, I haven't started yet.
We haven't.
We got all week, Craig.
I got you, though. We're not going to lose to the Patriots, at least. That would suck worse.
Still looking ahead to the Patriots, huh?
Now, I am, yeah. That was my problem. I was looking ahead to the Patriots. Yeah.
I was just disappointed. I was disappointed for you. Because I don't think that Jacksonville can beat the Patriots.
I don't either.
I think the only team that could beat the Patriots is
the Vikings.
Steelers.
The Vikings.
Or the Steelers could have
beaten
them.
Yeah, the Steelers aren't now. Yeah. They ain't playing them.
So
yeah.
Wait, is it really Jacksonville Patriots?
Jacksonville, yeah. New England. All right.
How did
Philadelphia,
that
Minnesota.
I don't know. Because the Steelers looked ahead.
Yeah, well, and their defense allowed 40-some-odd points.
The Steelers' defense
couldn't
sucked.
Stop the run. Yeah.
Steelers' defense sucks. The Steelers scored a bunch of points against them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, both defenses
mostly on fourth
neither
down.
Defense was
no,
great.
No, neither defense was good. Right.
They were good on 4th and 11. They were awful on 4th and 1. You got like one of the biggest players in the league. Just lean forward a couple times.
Hey, listen.
I know.
I'm with you.
Was he over under 90?
What's that?
Was he over under about 90?
The Steeler game?
No, I think the Jags covered the total on their own.
Did
actually,
they?
Yeah.
No, I thought I saw it like 41 or something.
I was going to guess. The over under had to be.
Shut up. Pete, how you doing, man?
It was in the first half. Right. Yeah.
Let's talk to Pete Lee. He's leaving here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk to Pete Lee. Screw that. We'll talk sports.
Guy.
Well, I know. We'll talk sports after the break.
I've been going to Jacksonville for a while, and they've been so bad for so long that you get there, and the floor of the airport is skinned with little Jaguars logos and stuff. And like a Jaguar dealership has a car in the airport. And
do you know they have the least amount of fans in the NFL because it's the smallest market,
right?
And they haven't been that good for a long time, but they have the least amount of fans in the United States in the NFL. So if you say you're a fan today, you're not. You're lying sack.
Nobody's going to believe you.
I know one person.
I knew one guy back east.
Who was a Jags fan from back in
98. So do I. There's a woman I know back east who's been a fan since they started.
I don't know anybody.
Well, you're going to hear one today. Yeah. Oh, I will.
You think so?
Nah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yes. Go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
Because they were good at first. Because,
oh, yeah. Late 90s, yeah. Yeah, they were a decent team.
Well, when they first, it was Carolina and Jacksonville that first came into
their very
the league.
First game of the year, they beat the Steelers.
And
the very first game of their career.
I think at that point when you were a new franchise, you got a lot of benefits.
You did. They gave you a bunch of draft picks
extra
right away.
Extra draft picks and stuff. So Carolina and Jacksonville got,
they got
pretty
better
good
quick.
Pretty fast.
Quickly.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
But Jacksonville and the Vikings have been such bad luck teams that this is
I'm rooting for Jacksonville. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think
whole
they're going to
beat
the Patriots.
Though. Because the Vikings have been around for 50-some years.
Yeah.
That's just a snake bit franchise.
0-4 absolutely. 0-4 in the Super Bowl, Todd. What if they're 0-5 in the Super Bowl?
What if neither?
Not just the Super Bowls, you know, the crushing playoff victories. Mm-hmm. You go to the division rounds, the Hail Mary against, the Cowboys.
My God, they better win the Super Bowl.
It was a whole piece in Sports Illustrated last year. Mm-hmm. About, they sucked in this division round, they sucked in this championship game, they sucked here, they sucked there.
You had me at suck.
Yeah. And I thought, well, this is just another sad saga in the chapter of the Snakebit franchise. Yeah. And then something good happened.
I wonder if the Vikings Stadium has a museum where it's all the sucky moments. You know, it's a time
Gary Anderson,
this is where we sucked, and that's that. And
the Hall of Shame.
They should. Write
Hall
that down.
Of suck.
Hall of shame. All
write
right.
that down, even though just nobody cares about the Vikings.
Put it on the floor in the beer City. Line.
Yeah.
So as you're looking down, waiting in line.
Yeah.
You know,
we suck.
Better
there.
Have four beers.
Right. The Hall of suck.
A Vikings-Jaguar Super Bowl could be the first Super Bowl in history where you're like, wow, nobody won. neither team could win historically, so nobody did.
I hope it's a Vikings-Jaguar Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Then I might root for the Jags.
Me too.
No, I won't. I hate the Jags. I'll root for the Vikes. I root for the Vags. We all hate each other, don't we? We're such good friends.
Just imagine all those Florida fans.
Just make sure you call up. Nobody hears you in 2 days. What?
Florida fans in Minneapolis when it's -17.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome to see.
There was some dick chick in the dick chick. That's a kind of a strange thing.
Whatever you're into,
there was some woman.
They exist.
There was some woman at that game, in the Pittsburgh game.
Some woman
Jacksonville,
who was a dick.
Had a big sign that said, "This is why we live in Florida," because it was like 15 degrees in Pittsburgh. Screw you. Screw you.
Have fun with your hurricane.
It's still Jacksonville. Yeah.
That is Northern Florida.
It's Jacksonville, man. It's like deep south. That's not Florida.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not. All right. Now yeah, you bum me out.
From Jacksonville, they probably thought the snowflakes were meth. Yeah. Just floating.
Hey, right there.
Hey, there.
Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. You're at the Comedy Cellar tonight in New York City. Yes. I want to hear somebody's. What comedians will be there we know? Personally,
Ryan Hamilton is going to be in here.
Okay, well, Ryan's going to be Friday. He'll be there tonight.
I'm not quite sure. Carmen Lynch will be there.
Okay.
Michelle Wolf from the Daily Show will be there.
I'm pretty sure Louis C.K. will not show up.
Louis C.K. No. He is in hiding.
Is that Henley's place?
No.
Oh, he's at the store. Okay.
That's Lynn Coplett's place.
Lynn will be there.
Lynn will be there.
Yeah.
How about let's see. Judah Friedlander. Will he show up?
Judah will be there. He won't shake your hand.
No, I'm talking about people we know we could call. We could call Lynn. See.
Well, yeah. Ryan Hamilton will give us.
He'll be here Friday.
He'll be here Friday.
Sure, he'll be Friday. He'll tell us what your set was like tonight.
Pete sucked.
I want to find out what your 5 minutes were like tonight at the Cellar.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin my comedy anniversary by doing comedy.
Plus, I want to find out it was all new.
And if he wrote it right here this morning,
right? If he slipped in a little borrowed stuff,
I don't know.
Sexy
all
blue.
Suck.
I don't know. Well, congratulations again on the failing bit there, Pete. We appreciate you coming this morning.
Thank you so much.
I know it was early, but we love you, man.
I love you, too.
And we'll see you soon. And make sure you call anytime. You know that.
I will.
You call the show
all
anytime.
All the time.
PeteLee.net for finding Pete's gigs all across the country. And he tweets at Pete Lee. Tweets and your Instagram as well.
Pete Lee.
Was two Pete Lees taken?
Sure.
Two Pete Lees, yes, it was. I think so. I don't know.
And just look at any social media. He's impossible to avoid. You'll run across Pete Lee eventually if you are involved in any sort of social media.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.